Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining the Anointed Women's Ministry Atlanta's live radio broadcast. We just want to say thank you for joining us today and taking the time out with us. We say happy Thanksgiving to you all, and just thank you for just taking your time. We thank God for you. We thank God for this broadcast another day, and we're just thankful to be here on this Friday. We thank God for this opportunity just to be able to say thank you. So I thank God for who he is. I thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And to thank you for all of you who take your time, even during the holidays and throughout the year, to take your time with us. We just want to especially say thank you to you. And in keeping up with the spirit of thanks, and just want to say this, is that we're grateful to be able to say thank you another day. So with today's topic, it's called Let's Give Thanks. And why do we give thanks? We give thanks because there is something that needs to be, it's giving recognition to something. And oftentimes we look at giving thanks as something that was good or something that was pleasurable or something that gave us joy, hope, expectation, or whatever it is, something we may have admired or even in a person. But I want to encourage all of us to give thanks to those things. Give thanks to every experience that caused betrayal. Give thanks to disappointment. Give thanks to tears instead of laughter. Give thanks to separation. Give thanks to rejection. Give thanks to feelings of regret. Give thanks to every single one of those, and even those that was not even mentioned. Let's give thanks. Why? Because they have affected us for the better. Looking at betrayal, betrayal has caused the feeling of no one can be trusted. And those feelings had birthed out in us the person we are today, or the person we are striving to become. The person who no longer looks at every person or situation with bright eyes and bushy tail, but with purpose and with well thought out motives, no longer giving the keys to the situation or the person, letting them drive our lives or our hearts. We have now learned that every person, even including ourselves, we all have motives, and having a good heart is not a bad thing, but we've learned to understand it while better understanding the world around us. And I can even safe to say that you may even call yourself, myself, a detective or even investigator, seeking to know the intent of the situation or even the person, because now we realize we have that right. Ask the question, taking your time, not rushing in the steps or the process, but take your time needed to learn what you need to know what is in your best interest, even if it honestly means walking away. So now let's give thanks to disappointment. Disappointment comes when we trust those who have not shown us their trustworthy. Learning about where disappointment comes from and becoming self-aware. That self-awareness has caused us to breathe a new air of freshness. Though at that moment we did not feel it, or even if that's where you may find yourself today, Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. It takes time. There is a process. But there will come a time that all of us have experienced, be able to look back and be able to be thankful. Why? Because now we have come to the place of understanding its purpose. Because now we have a better understanding of why disappointments come and the keys to better handle ourselves and those around us. We cannot control people. We cannot control the world. But now that we understand and come to grips that no matter how much we would love those around us, our path, those close to us, to possibly going in a different path, making different choices, or just becoming the potential we see in them. Coming into the awareness of self and accepting that we can't change them. But what we can do is how we now perceive them and how we perceive ourselves by accepting. Learning cycles of what may cause us to function the way we do to get the same outcome is profound. Think about it. Many have gone to their graves, never learning or even becoming their authentic selves. But we have been given a wonderful gift that has and will unlock so many doors of greater opportunity simply because we have an understanding. Though those times where you sat, where I sat, revisiting our past, revisiting those who have disappointed us, revisiting those that we became vulnerable with, revisiting those thoughts, revisiting those feelings of disappointment. But in that, that's when God will come in to reveal something that we never even thought was significant. To come in to encourage us in that disappointment, in those feelings, that because of this, because now you see, now we understand, that's why we can give thanks. That's like a person going around the same circle over and over and over again, not even understanding their why they're doing it. But we have been given this privilege to understand the whys, learning our whys, not everybody else's, not what the world tells us, but our whys that can help us to learn, to either regain or gain the confidence. And this is also important, either to know when to speak up and when not to know when to do and when not to. Even if you're a person who always spoke up, always said what was on your heart, always on your mind, coming into understanding your why doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're not going to say anything, but you have this, you have this treasure, this valuable thing within you that no one wanted you or me to find out about. And that is knowing that you have the right and the authority to speak up when you need to and to sit back and watch when you need to. And it doesn't change who you are. It doesn't change your kindness. It doesn't change your love or gentleness. But you have come into a place of awareness of knowing who you are, that you are no longer apologetic for speaking what is right. And you don't have to justify when you choose to say yes or no. What it is what it is. Many people gain what they need from us by not even having the access code to who we are. But now we have caught on to our whys and evolved into a better way of handling people, situations, well-thought-out choices, while securing that access code to who we are and without even dropping us. The reality is we would love to have a world filled with love, compassion, selflessness, kindness, gentleness, and caring people and companies. We would like to see that, with no cracks of corruption, no dents of bribery, no cracked doors of evil and deceit. But the reality is that, look, this is the world we live in. And the best part about it is that when we come into awareness of it, it gives us the upper hand. And to be quite frankly, even in our own family, even at this reality, but now we know and learning to accept who they are instead of expecting what we want them to be. The truth is people are who they are. And learning that about us and the world around us, we can accept them for their choices and even our own choices we make and not get upset or frustrated. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden we come into this awareness of it and we no longer have emotions that are bothered by it. But now the one thing I have learned and heard recently, because it's one thing to identify it, but when you take it a step further is when you know how to react to it. When a child has touched the fire for the first time, a hot stove, now they've identified that that is hot and it hurts. So now the reaction is I'm not going to go there anymore. So now that we understand that, we have been given that access. And even though those situations and those experiences have burned, they have hurt to the core. But now we have learned, gained wisdom out of it to know how to react, to know how to approach it now. So now let's give thanks to separation and experience that can hurt to the core, leaving us feeling present while not feeling present, unable to grasp this new reality, whether it be separated from loved ones, jobs, someone close, it all affects. The best way I can describe this feeling is actually taken from the book, I Win, I Am a Survivor, by Margaret L. Moore, and it's on page 7, and it reads, the loss of anything you love will riddle your heart into pieces. And on page 9, it also reads, nevertheless, it was grace that helped me to overcome the past by not allowing it to overshadow and shape my life and the future that awaited me. Grace taught me how to become all of us to remember this physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and psychologically. It was the balance I found that carried me into the finish line so that I could win. Although it was difficult at the time, I found inspiration within my soul, which lifted me through life's greatest challenges with strength and fortitude. Finally, it was through learning to balance my life that I found answers to unresolved questions, and darkness became light unto me. Another quote reads, I had to learn that balancing loss and separation requires commitment to know how to hold my life together, no matter what would come my way. Before I read the next quote, I want all of us to remember that it's to learn. Just because we come into the knowledge of something, we're still learning how to operate in it. But also mentioned about emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and in our places where we have felt that punch in the pit of our guts. When we felt like I was existing, but I never lived because of how much it hurt, because of the depth that it hurt. It took learning how to come out of that. Because in the pit of those situations, when everything around you feels like darkness, you can learn how to come out of it. There is hope. And the last quote I want to read is found on page 10 and 11, and it reads, "Nonetheless, in the most difficult of times, there is something called hope. Hope has a way of changing your darkness to light, brokenness to wholeness, destruction to rebuilding, confusion to peace, uncertainty to confidence, sorrow to joy, hatred to love, sickness to healing, and pain to restoration. I believe pain is not just for the person who may be feeling it, but on the broader scale, it has a way of bringing compassion to others. This compassion encourages and provides help to others in their most difficult times. Compassion gives a peace about things that would otherwise leave you feeling destitute. It gives you the strength to find ways of coming up from the bottom and rising to the top. What really matters is I win. I am a survivor. So hold on, because you are a survivor. Though we don't see our way ever coming out of it, the hope is ours to grab hold to embrace it, that you will come out. You are and will be stronger for it. The hope to keep us forging forward. Hope reminds us that it will get better. Times of encouragement that remind you are on the right path. So keep forging forward. And next, we want to give thanks to rejection. Rejection, in all honesty, can leave you questioning your own life existence, whether you're a mistake or not. Rejection has caused pain from those closest to you. And even thinking about what strangers have said, what they've looked at you, that can even affect your whole day. The feeling that you have been pushed aside has built up the strength in you to face its source, to stand on your own two feet and your own opinion about yourself, and not give a rusty nail about what others, because you have also learned people, we all have issues. And that comes from self-awareness, something that has to be taught, something that has to be sought after. So other people's choices, and many don't even see it. Sadly, some don't ever will. So their choices will stem from a place of hurt, a place in them. So one of the most profound things I heard when I came as an adult is adults are not perfect and they make mistakes. It's like trying to look at a celebrity or social media influencer and see them in person. And what you learn is that they don't even look like they do online. We all have come from somewhere, and accepting that, we learn to love the person in the mirror, laugh at ourselves, and accept others for who they are or what they want to be, how they want to do it, accept the choice and the path they want to go. Does it mean that we want them to go that way? No. But accepting them, what they choose to do. Because the one thing I've learned is that when we've given a situation, children, to God, our trust in knowing that He is the one who's reliable. He is the one who will not fail us. He's the hope that we can give thanks to. And lastly, Let's give thanks to the feeling of regret. Regret will make us feel like we wish we never made those choices or gave that person a time of day. We have all been there. Regret can leave us doubting our God-given abilities, bruise our self-esteem, or not wanting to even try again. But a quote from Thomas H. Palmer, stated in I Win, I Am a Survivor, reads, if at first you don't succeed, try, try, and try again. While it may take those many tries and more, but trying is the hope to keep going. The essence of I Win, I Am a Survivor for me is not being perfect, but not giving up. A survivor moves, because unlike dead weight that's attached and dropped in the middle of the sea, it immediately sinks to the bottom of the ocean. We may not understand or we'll always get the answers to know why things happen, but as long as we keep moving forward and understanding who we are, that self-awareness we talked about, we may not always have the solution to every situation we face, but remember this, give yourself some grace. This grace will give you room to get up and try again. This grace will tell you you can and you have what it takes and that it will get better. This grace will help you to get through. And lastly, in the book, When I Am a Survivor, found on page 178, it reads, resolve to do it now and make it happen because you win and you are a survivor. Because like being stuck in quicksand or being a dead weight in the middle of the sea would tie a rope or something heavy to something, it's going to drop to the bottom of the sea. But as long as we keep moving, as long as we keep moving our arms, as long as we keep striving forward, then we will be able to make it. And I encourage all of us, as like the last quote that I mentioned, it's the resolve to do it now. Don't wait to give thanks to all you faced in your path, because it is forging you to a greater future. You have what it takes. Sometimes I remember hearing that all you got to do is leap forward. You may not feel like even getting out of bed. You may not feel like even stepping forward. But if you just leap forward, you will feel that hope come to you. You will feel your help come to you to help you to be able to move forward. And in Matthew 22, verse 39 says, love thy neighbor as yourself. This takes time to love. Give yourself time to love on you in your words and actions. Give thanks, for God is not done with you. And as John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has given us the best out of heaven when he gave us his son, so we can live and have eternal life. Very much a great reason to give thanks. So let's thank our past for the greater in our future. So all in all, what I want to conclude with was even something that I've never even thought about before the broadcast started. But the thought that came to me, giving thanks is more than just something that we do in the moment. It's something more than just saying. But what it is that it is a weapon. Because I'm sure all of us have heard that praises confuse our enemy. This world has two choices, good and evil. Those things that I mentioned and many things that a lot of us can say about our past and how it's affected us, those are the tactics the enemy would want us to remain tied to so that we could fall to the bottom of the sea and die in that. But I want to encourage you today that you have the power just to give thanks to God. That defeats the enemy. That lifts you up. That lifts me up. So give thanks. Doesn't mean that you're always going to feel it, but I guarantee you this. You give thanks, you won't remain there much longer. Because the God that we serve will never leave us where we're at. That's his goodness, his faithfulness. And remember, because when we understand the whys of things, it helps us to forge forward. That's what the enemy does not want us to come into the knowledge of, the knowledge of the value that you have. I read something earlier that I was given. Remember this one thing that I want to share with you. The devil will not waste his time to break in a house that is empty, that has no valuables. A thief is not going to break into a jewelry store if he know I ain't got no jewelry in it. That's fake. A person is not going to waste their time to steal an imitation of a Mona Lisa painting. So even if you feel today disappointed, discouraged, think of that as your enemy trying to defeat you and pull you down to the depths of the sea. And you have been given the authority to defeat the enemy. And that's to give God praise, to thank him, though you may not understand why they hurt you, what was on their mind. We've talked about self-awareness, but the reality of it is that, yes, it hurts. No, we don't always get the answers we need. No, we don't always understand it. But I guarantee you this, you'll come out of it. One day you'll be able to get up about your day, move on, and not even give them a second thought because you are shifting into your authentic self. Your authentic self is made and molded by the hands of God, not by the workmanship of man. So I encourage you today to lift up your head and give thanks. No matter what, just give thanks. That's defeating the enemy that will try to pull us down. So thank you for taking your time with AWM Atlanta's Live Radio broadcast on this Friday afternoon. Thank you so much. Be blessed. Enjoy those who are traveling. We pray for safe travels. And until next time, be blessed.